Hello, AfterBuzz TV Drag Race fans. We are here to discuss Season 10, Episode 10. Here to talk about the social media kings, trade, makeovers, and that shocking elimination. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Going to the chapel and she's... gonna get mad.
Hi, y'all, I'm back.
Yay! Round of applause for our newly married Jackie Borowski. Yay!
Now, is it?
Borowski Pineda. Yes.
You are hyphenated. Glowing.
We were all talking about that. Is she going to hyphenate? Is she going to... But you can still be... And it's still going to rhyme, girl. 1, 2, 3, Jackie P.
Yes, but it's still 1, 2, 3, Jackie B. Or 1, 2, 3, Jackie B. Thanks, you guys. I received a lot of your very sweet messages on Twitter and YouTube and whatnot, so I really appreciate it.
And we tried to post some photos to share
yes,
with everybody.
Yes, I love the photos.
She looked gorgeous.
Didn't
yeah.
she?
You guys are so sweet. So sweet. I'm so tickled.
And for the record, this is not about the show, but I had never heard of Yvette Bell, and we were both like, how have we never been here before?
Oh, the Korean friendship.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I grew up in that neighborhood, so that would be a picturesque spot.
Yeah.
I love
beautiful.
That spot.
Well, Google
it, guys. We have Mark Ollie and Ronnie here with us in the house. What were your initial thoughts? I heard from Ronnie. He said he loved it. I really love this episode.
Ronnie,
except for the elimination.
Why did you love it, Ronnie?
Well... I'm gonna be giggling the whole time. I feel like I've been drinking, but I haven't been drinking, but I have a lot of feelings. And I believe it's doable, as Cameron said, so that's just first. And my darling, my favorite Monet.
Yeah. I didn't remember her name.
Is not, I said I'm gonna be shaky the whole episode, you guys, because this was it felt like we were dating for 10 weeks and now we have been broken up, so.
And you're wearing the sponge necklace as a memento. Yeah.
Like, I'm not over it.
Just dab your tears with the necklace.
I got plenty of sponges. This was my arts and crafts, and I'm here.
Soak it up.
So iTunes listeners, please check out the video if you can so you can see Ronnie's amazing sponge necklace.
Yeah.
Monet is single-handedly selling out the sponge industry.
Right, exactly. She totally is. I love watching her with pack the dress and everything, even though I didn't want her to go. But I actually liked it. I have some things to say, but I'll save it for the appropriate time.
Ollie?
I don't like Frankie Grande.
Ooh.
So it was a little hard to watch, but... it was a good episode. Frankie Grande, I just didn't really like him on Big Brother, and he's really into himself, but I'm sure he's a wonderful person. I love Ariana Grande, and, you know, whatever.
Didn't you say you do Ariana Grande in Smash Game?
I love Ariana Grande, but her brother just
Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to dress up as his brother for Snatch Game and just sit next to you as his brother.
Nice.
Yes, please do that.
You're like, yes, that sounds so thrilling. Not really. So the mini challenge was Trade, where they had to sell a cologne called Trade, and they all dressed up as boys. And Eureka won, and
they all dressed up as boys.
They all dressed up as boys. And Eureka won, and I don't know why, because Eureka wasn't my favorite. I thought Karen was perfect.
Yes.
Like, he really seemed like a realistic ad. You know, it was funny but realistic to me. Mm-hmm. And Monet had me cracking up. I was just like, the whole look. The things he was saying just killed me.
I think my favorite part was every time she go, can you do it lower?
Yeah.
When she said, can you do it lower? Watch it again. Every one of them goes, is this lower? Like, literally, that's the exact... They all said the exact
registered.
Same thing to see if they could get it lower. Asia, I was cracking... Like, I was like, girl, you can't even do it. Like, she was, like, literally just being Asia and licking her lips. I really liked Eureka, but I'm Team Eureka. And I did think she was the funniest. I think she was really trying to see somebody that really kind of, from start to finish, like, did well. And I think she did do well. I liked it. And Monet was funny, too. She kept twisting her hip and stuff.
And she went to go grab her crotch, too. And she's like, hold on. I gotta go a little bit lower to grab this thing. Of course, I loved Monet. Cameron and Cracker, I was, like, just okay with. Nothing too shocking. So I'm actually really interested to know what you guys really felt about Cracker. But I will say, a surprise for me, I absolutely, absolutely 100% loved what Eureka did with this character.
Yeah.
I thought it was even funny when I went back and watched. I said, oh, you know, she could have went and had the shirt open to begin with. But no, she had a fully developed character where yeah. she was going to keep taking it and keep taking it. And I don't know if that joke was planned. Like, oh, you mean like to go tell the wife?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was planned. And even if it is, I'm so down with that. Yeah. So for me, it was Monet could have won. But I also was very much in tune with Eureka yeah. was the winner for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eureka kind of scared me. She was really disturbing.
She looked so different, like, too.
You're the, just and
so
the voice. To, yeah. I was like really surprised that she pulled that off. And yeah. I was really disturbed. I'm like, this is not Eureka. Yeah. This is a man right here.
Right.
But I agree with Jackie. I loved Cameron. Like, I've loved seeing Cameron shirtless as well, because I'm totally.
It was like Cameron was like an advertisement for a cologne I would actually buy, because I was like, wow, that person's really attractive, and even though I don't use cologne, I would buy that.
You know? I also thought it was really cute with Cameron how Cameron was trying to play the trade character, and the moment like that was over, went back to classic giggly, yeah. as, you know, very yeah. feminine, and I thought that duality was really fun. That's why we love Cameron.
Someone in
don't
the chat...
say we, because we all don't love Cameron.
Oh,
oh, you don't?
Oh, no.
I've never said I love Cameron.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, wow.
Do not include me in that.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mark's back.
Someone in the chat role, Dana, wrote, this is the second best mini challenge.
Yeah.
And I just love this mini challenge. Yeah.
It was fun.
I thought it was a lot of
fun.
In
our group chat, I even mentioned that. I was like, you guys, this is a funny mini challenge. Because I wasn't sure if it was going to add up. But yeah. No, it's really, yeah.
And well, remember how you were talking about having the mini challenge tie into the maxi yeah. challenge? And to me, it made sense with this one. Because yeah. it was a makeover from straight. A makeover challenge. So I felt
some
just kind of like
man. Yeah.
tied in.
I just think, again, I feel like they've put a lot of more thought into this season with the challenges, runway and mini challenges and stuff. They've worked it all into the, it's all kind of had like an Americana theme too. Wasn't that from the beginning? They had like an Americana, America. She's always been talking about America and stuff like that and speaking out and everything. But, and then connecting them to each other too. I just think I think they've been doing a great job. So keep up the good work. Now maybe some better queens.
Oh my gosh, I love the queens this season.
Me, I do too.
I like a lot of them.
I think a lot of them are awesome.
But I
like,
think I some can't... are skating by.
Okay.
Even in this top six?
Mm-hmm. I feel like this season has been really competitive. Like, I feel like they're getting to a point where the people who are auditioning are the best of the best of the best, and it's just so hard even early on to see people like Vanjie go.
And we have a variety too. We have, you know, your pageant queen. We have your New York City queens. We have some Nashville queens. I like.
We have your dot on the face queens.
Yeah,
it's five New York queens. Don't forget five.
Yeah. Well, Yuha left pretty early, so I didn't really ever count her.
But all nonetheless,
you said who?
And Dusty.
Wait.
Nonetheless,
no, it was you that liked Yuha.
I did like her, yeah. And I actually saw her at Mickey's, and I went up to her and I was like, "Hey, girl." I was like, I introduced myself, and I said, you know, I was really rooting for you. I really liked you. I thought you were doing a good job. She goes, girl, I lost. And I laughed, you know, everything. And then the more I thought about it, the more kind of angry I got, because I was like, if that's how you went into this, like, you did not lose. You had an opportunity to show what you do on national television and be a part of this thing. So the fact that you're going to walk, and then even at DragCon, she had a thing, come take a picture with me, I lost. And I was just like, and I get it, like it's cute, gimmick, but at the same yeah. time, I'm like, but you didn't. And that's, and I think that we talked about this before. It's what you make from this experience that can make or break your career in drag. So,
very true.
Yeah, and
I'm done now.
Maxi challenge.
I'm going to be nice for the
so,
rest of the
Maxi
day.
So Maxi challenge was making over social media kings, which. I'm over the age of 25, so I don't know who most of these people are.
Yeah, I only know two of them. Yeah. Like, actual
comedians. Which ones did you know?
Well, I knew Tyler, I knew Kingsley, and I unfortunately knew Frankie Grande, but I didn't know who the other three were. And it was cool, though.
Is that how I looked when I talked about Derek Barry?
Okay, so if you watch Big Brother season 18, he was a horrible person. I thought, maybe he's learned and grown from that experience. But yeah. other than that, he's really into himself and he's really annoying. And I'm just, ugh.
Yeah.
And so. We had a group chat going about how he looks a lot like Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
He does.
Yeah.
She does.
Cynthia found her third way back on the season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I actually think it's RuPaul is doing a lot of clever, like, brand management. Not that RuPaul hasn't been doing it all along, but, like, just to get more publicity for the show, I think it's smart to pick a YouTube star, because then you're connecting with a younger audience or maybe an audience who might not otherwise watch Drag Race. So you can say, you can have a YouTube star say, hey, see me on Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And then because the brand is being married, then those people now go, if they liked one of the YouTube stars, and go look at
even
their channel.
In our Twitter roundup later, like five of the six social media kings, they all had dinner together or whatever and watched the show. So it's that same thing. Like if all of them posted, that's, you know, a huge viral sensation. And I liked them generally, even the ones I didn't enjoy. I mean, I'm sorry, didn't know. I ended up liking
them. They all seemed like it. And that was the reason I was like, oh, this is so smart, because they all seemed, even Frankie Grande, they all seemed like nice people to me, and like I would check out their YouTube channels.
I love that Raymond Braun is the last name. I love how he was put with Asia, because I felt like that just, it matched so well. Because Asia's been opinionated, but also, like, you know, is very eloquent with what she has to bring to the table. So I thought their messaging was really good.
So it was, just to recap, it was Raymond Braun with Asia. It was Frankie Grande with Eureka. Anthony Padilla with Cameron, Kingsley with Aquaria, Chester C with Cracker, and Tyler Oakley with Monet. And I do think the discussion over whether or not you were quote unquote hampered by having a straight man versus having a gay man was interesting, because like certain people felt like they had a disadvantage by having a straight man. But
look at Kingsley.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Kingsley was really excited.
Doesn't necessarily mean that
Kingsley was really excited about this, and it didn't necessarily translate. And then obviously,
it didn't.
Cracker won with a straight man. Yeah. And that was interesting to me, because when you saw Chester before he shaved his hair, before Cracker did him up, I was like, I think this person is going to be the hardest person to make over, because when you see them with facial hair, he looks, and I thought he was cute too, but he looks so masculine to me.
But it also, keep in mind too, you see it and you're like, oh, I have to deal with the beard, da, da, da. But then that's also a bigger transformation. So it's always going to get more of a reaction, because you're used to seeing him with the beard and stuff.
And he was loving his beauty.
Season 11, girls. Oh. Keep that in mind when you're playing stretch.
But he was I did think that Cracker did an excellent job with that makeup. There was a family resemblance. Yeah, totally. And he was eating it up, which was cracking me up, because he was like, could not get enough of his
face.
Isn't
he a comedian or something? I think he's a comedian.
He's got music on YouTube. Okay. He's got a song.
He's a musician.
Parodies I Like Big Butts, I Can't Lie. Okay. But he also, I think he was dating Grace Helbig is the name also.
Yeah.
So he's like one of those like YouTube-y people. I wasn't really too familiar with them. Sorry, I'm a little older, like we were talking about, but he does have a butt. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, the transformation was like very amazing.
I couldn't see it.
We talked a lot about butts last week.
It was so funny. I wanted to hold it off to the shout out section, but someone in the comments was like, Jackie's here, and now Jackie's not here, and all they're talking about is butts for 10 minutes.
Well, Jackie, you like butts, too.
I do like butts, too.
Everyone loves butts.
But it was a mini-challenge about butts. We have to be fair here, right?
And we're still talking about it.
Okay, I'm done.
I did think moving around the Frankie Grande ball discussion was hilarious to me.
We left butts, and now we're talking about balls.
Right. I mean, it was funny.
Nothing but class here.
Nothing but class here at AfterBuzz TV. So Eureka said that she was trying to pair people up to try and hamper some people because of a discussion Rue had with Aquaria in the last episode about, like, doing, if you win the challenge, do something to your advantage. Mm-hmm. And so Eureka picked Frankie Grande because... who was it that said, you picked Frankie because she's already
Cracker,
a drag queen?
Came in drag, yeah.
I think Cracker said
that. Yeah, she did.
Which is funny. I mean, I would also think that it's like Frankie, it was so excited about it too, that if I was Eureka, I probably would have picked Frankie as well.
Yeah, Frankie went on to say he's been in Pageant the Musical, so he's obviously walked in heels. Like, you almost assume it's a sure thing. Yeah.
Right. And then there were people that were debating whether or not... having too loud people was going to be a bad thing or a good thing. But, I mean, to me, it's like, before I knew they were making that music video, when you think of it just as a runway challenge, you're like, it doesn't matter if the person's loud or not, it's a runway challenge.
Yeah.
So, Did you think that when you saw these pairings, did you think that, oh my gosh, this person is going to be hampered by this particular person?
I actually fell right in love with it. I understand the funny part of Eureka, or you know, game advantage part, where she right. wanted to be smart and selective. But it really, to me, felt like everyone gradually worked very well. Like I didn't really see anyone becoming a disadvantage. I would say maybe Cameron, because if the guy was very subdued, and Cameron is also, I feel like it would have been like a Tyler Oakley with Cameron would have really helped Cameron out, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. But other than that, everyone worked out well, and I didn't really see it as a huge disadvantage to anyone, unless they let it.
Yeah, because Cameron did mention how Cameron's not really close with actual straight males, so there was some level of discomfort as you said. But I mean, but I think the weakest were like probably Cameron and Aquaria and Kingsley. I think they struggled because Kingsley, like you said, he was so excited, yet he just didn't. He's not like a performer. He didn't like being in drag, it seemed like, and so it was really hard to like. I mean, she looked pretty. What was her name? Capricornacea.
Capricornica. I wrote it down somewhere.
Capricorn. Which I think is Capricorn. Because she's Aquarius, Capricorn. He's probably a Capricorn. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, obviously, and Aquaria said it. If Rue last week literally said to Aquaria, why weren't you being more strategic? So, whether you like what Eureka did or not, whether you think that she actually did do what she said she did, Rue was happy that she did it. And you could see it on Rue's face when she said to Rue, you know, and she's like, yes, finally, someone who's doing this, someone who wants to win. And I think that is a big part of the game. And Eureka even said it too. I am here to play the game and win the game. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple.
She was strategic, but it didn't really. No one really suffered. Right. You know, everyone did okay.
Going up that point, it's like when you think of somebody having the strategic moment to choose what works. I think it's a different thing when it's the seven queens or six queens or five queens, because they know sort of what the challenge is and sort of who can perform and how I can mess them up. Mm-hmm. With the crapshoot of a transformation of a social media king, you're not necessarily knowing that, like, somebody who may not supposed to work is going to work. So that's why I said it's great that you did it.
I mean, it's always going to be a crapshoot because you don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, and just from being, and I've done people's makeup. Every Halloween, my phone starts blowing up because everybody wants to do drag and everybody wants me to do their makeup. And it's funny because you do tend, I mean, I know how to paint me. I'm not necessarily great at coming up with a new look for you. So it's funny because sometimes I do my makeup on people and it looks really good. Like I think Chester did.
Yeah.
You know, when, Cracker did her makeup on him, it worked. As much as I love Eureka, I don't know that her makeup worked on
Frankie. Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So it just depends. You just, it is a crapshoot.
Yeah.
You know?
What did you guys think of the video? They had to do these little videos to Charisma, Uniqueness, Nerve, and Talent.
I loved it.
It was weird to me because it was all mashed in together.
Yeah.
I thought it was really going to see like each group individually. Yeah. So I felt like I didn't get to see enough.
Yeah. What? I like last season where they did the actual performance, like they lip synced on stage with each.
That's what I thought it was going to be too.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I do know they did that because they were trying to make a YouTube video, but at the same time, it's like, why don't you just do a bunch of videos for YouTube, you know?
I feel like it was filmed in, like, a minute. They're just like, okay, hurry up and do this.
Right.
Time constraints. Exactly. So, I mean, it wasn't amazing, but...
Time-wise, I wonder, because there was a lot of, not mirror moments, but, you know, workroom moments, so I wonder if that was so much more substantial, and then they just threw away the video and then said, oh, we'll just switch it to make it like a YouTube thing.
Yeah.
But I could have wanted to see the YouTube, the regular video or performance. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, let's run down the looks on the runway. So it was Drag Family Values. First was Asia and America O'Hara. I loved the jackets. And you knew that America O'Hara was living for that jacket in the workroom, practicing the walk with it and everything.
I think Asia did two things very right. She let him pick what he wanted to wear to feel comfortable. And when she said on the runway, I want you to try to outperform me, I think those were two smart things for her to do. I mean, they didn't win. But I think it was a good way to lead your person into doing well. making that, because you do, you have to feel comfortable. If you're not going to feel comfortable, then you're not going to feel pretty. You're not going to work the runway.
And I really thought Asia was actually going to win this challenge. Yeah. And I was totally fine with it. And Asia, she is a drag mother herself. So this was totally a challenge for her. So I really thought she was going to win. I'm totally fine with the actual winner winning. But yeah, I think it's a very cohesive look. And Raymond loved it. So it was cool to see how excited he was.
Yeah. And I did see how Asia really represented that drag mother persona. I mean, she Raymond came in with such big open arms and eyes and stuff of that nature. So I liked it. I think they went back and talked about the heels, and you have to wear the vinyl
acrylic heels.
Yeah, yeah. To me, it felt like what Asia would have been doing all these years. So it was kind of a sneak peek into that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus Asia's really good at putting together costumes.
Right.
So just the fact that, like, knowing he loved this jacket, and she's like, okay, I have to replicate this jacket for him out of what I have here. That part was amazing.
And I'm so curious to know what Asia's original plan was.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. So the next one was Eureka and Yafrika. There is certainly a family resemblance here, but I have to agree with you guys where the makeup on Yafrika was a bit much.
Yeah. I loved it, though. And when she said that she made those dresses in the workroom, that kind of blew me away. I didn't realize what a good sewer she is. You can't really see the fabric. I need to watch it on my other TV so I can see it better. My bedroom TV isn't as good as my living room TV. I liked it. And I mean, but I, you know, started doing drag in the 90s too. So
yeah,
very old school.
Yeah.
But
I liked
it. It was a quintessentially like Eureka look.
Yeah.
Which was smart too, to pick one of your like more recognizable.
Well, and I think
looks.
That you have to, I mean, I think that's kind of the point of this is like, we want to see you duplicate it. And I think she knocked that out of the ballpark.
I think I like the performance of the two coming down the stage. Yeah. It's nice to see that because Frankie is a performer. But I didn't really like the dresses. And I felt like I like what Asia did. I like how I kind of was expecting Frankie to kind of take over a little bit and maybe implement more of his style or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely not the worst of the week, but not one of my favorites.
I liked it. And going into it, I was actually very intrigued because I did like the way Eureka did the mini challenge. So my heart was open towards her. The only thing I thought was this literally was the exact replication, just a smaller individual. So in my mind, I thought, I wonder if there was different things we could have played around, like had the same type of gown, but not necessarily in the same proportions, or I don't know, just so something different.
Yeah.
It just, to me, I was wanting maybe a little bit more because this is just like a Danny DeVito, you know, you know, twins type scenario. Oh. You know, that's...
where is he going with this?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, man.
Yeah, I got it after you said twins, but I was like, Danny DeVito.
Like if you could have played with the look, with the signature hair.
Yeah.
But then it was like, okay, we know Eureka's a bigger gal, and then Frankie's not. Like, just play with those different things. Maybe it would have been even better. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So next is Aquaria and Capricorn.
Ugh.
Your favorite.
That's not them. That's not them. I'm sorry. That's not them either. They're in the red.
We've got a few.
Waiting.
Here we go.
There it is. Yay. Okay. So we've seen this happen in the makeover challenges before where the queen looks beautiful and then kind of throws their makeover person under the bus a bit. And so I did think that Capricorn's makeup was very beautiful, and Aquaria was like, oh, you got me because you thought I couldn't do makeup on a person of color, but I was able to do that. And it's like, yeah, you did nice makeup, but then you made her outfit like random glued feathers and like couch cushion fabric.
Yeah.
It was very not fair.
It was the worst.
This should have been a bottom for
me. Completely.
And she's not been on the bottom at all.
No.
This would have been her first lip sync, I guess.
Right. And Cameron probably would have sent her home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Do you think that was the reason why
they
didn't put her in the bottom?
Yes.
I don't know. I actually never seen Aquaria lip sync. I've heard she's a good lip syncer, but that's really interesting to think about. But yeah, this is definitely a perfect example of Eureka. Aquaria totally upstaging the daughter, and you have to make the daughter the star. And I was really surprised that Kingsley just did not sell it at all. Kingsley just seemed very uncomfortable, like, throughout the whole entire process.
Yeah.
And I think it was because Kingsley didn't want to look stupid, or it's like that moment where you really want to do well, but mm-hmm. you're just holding back because you don't want to, you know, fail.
Well, it's also like, you know, Mark said this earlier with Raymond, who was Asia's person. Asia knew that Raymond liked that particular right. outfit and felt really good in it. And so maybe it would have behooved Aquaria to be like, well, I have this outfit or this outfit or this right. outfit, and then base hers on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's also interesting how Aquaria, there was like controversy with Aquaria getting Kingsley, but also there wasn't controversy with Asia getting someone like right. a different skin tone.
Right.
Asia or Monet. Monet yeah. had Tyler. So yeah. it was weird how they focused on that with Aquaria, but I think that was just to create drama or something. But
right.
Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't have too many feelings on it because I am bummed because I thought Aquaria, of course, looked so amazing, but that right. doesn't go with the challenge. Mm-hmm. And
but
then,
I didn't think she looked, I mean, what looked amazing about her?
Just her overall aesthetic. I did enjoy on Aquaria on this episode. And
a bathing suit and a jacket.
It just worked for me. Sometimes it just works for you. I love the shady comment. I'm answering your question. but yeah, I didn't hate it. And I do wish she would have taken that same Asia route to find out what the heck would have made her social media yeah. star shine, and I think we would have had a different ball game. So I say it to say that I feel like she was close, but I totally understand that she dropped the ball.
Yeah.
The next one is Cracker, Ms. Cracker and Ms. Cookie. This was, I'm so glad they won. This is my hands down favorite. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, I do kind of hate it when it's exactly twinsy. Mm-hmm. So this one, they kind of mimicked each other where you could see a family relation with the butterflies in certain places and the makeup was very similar, mm-hmm. but it wasn't just, oh, we're wearing matching.
Yeah. That's like, what I was like getting Eureka. With Eureka yeah. when I said yeah. that I would like to, yeah, this is actually the vision yeah. that I would go for.
I was thinking too with Eureka, if she would have even made Frankie's a pants or hot pants or something like that.
You got it.
So
yeah.
there was a little different and maybe somehow make that her little make it a loaf, but some kind of a difference to it. You know
and
what
Cracker
I mean?
Made these too. Like you could see Cracker yeah. sewing yeah. the outfit in the background. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I felt like while Eureka said she made those, there wasn't another like Cracker right. saying, hey, I made this
yeah,
too.
Cause right. I think Cracker like makes everything yeah. that yeah. she wears.
Oh my God. Watching Cracker. I think one of you already said it. Watching Cracker in the workroom was the funnest thing yeah. ever. I mean, getting giggly, like it's, you know, your birthday or something yeah. like that. It was mm. so fun.
It is exciting though. When you're doing someone's makeup and it's coming out like perfect and you're like, oh my God, you look amazing. I can't wait for you to see that. Oh, I can totally relate to that moment. Yeah. I absolutely totally can relate
She's
to that
She's a woman
moment.
Now. Yeah. But I'm yeah. so happy for Cracker.
Yeah.
Because Cracker is one of my favorites with Cameron, Mark.
Yes.
So I was okay. so happy.
I thought we all
this
like
makes
Cameron.
Me feel a little bit better.
We all don't.
For Cracker's
Everyone
future.
Cameron's going to win Miss Congeniality. Mark's going to be like, I wasn't really feeling it.
No. No. She's not going to win Miss Congeniality.
So next was Monet Exchange and Shortchange. I did love this name. I yeah. thought the name was really clever. I know they picked on the reveal that happened with the skirt. I actually thought like Tyler pulled it off really well.
Yeah.
So to me, it's more important to have an effortless reveal than to have like a big reveal, because a lot of times people get stuck, like mm-hmm. the outfit gets stuck on them. So I'd rather have you rip it off and have it look really cool while you
synchronize. They did yeah. it together too,
and so I thought that was great. I did think that they both looked wonderful, but it's that same thing that you were Ronnie was saying before, where it's too matchy, but it's just weird because it's like Michelle called them out for being not no family resemblance,
yeah,
which right. I didn't see. Yeah. I that didn't make sense to
not
me.
Not at all.
That didn't make sense to me. I was agree. Just like the outfits are too matchy, and I could see where you could say that, like maybe mm-hmm. like make some little changes here or there, but I didn't see no family yeah. resemblance. That was just weird.
Yeah. I appreciated that, and I don't know that he just can't wear contacts or doesn't wear contacts or didn't want to wear contacts. I actually like the idea that Monet wore her glasses so that he could mm-hmm. keep his regular glasses on. I actually appreciate that.
That's his trademark.
On the second time watching,
glasses.
I was like, why? And then I was like, oh.
I did the same thing. Yeah. I did the same thing.
I didn't catch it at the beginning.
I didn't
either. Why was that choice made? But that's exactly why it was made.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts on this look?
Yeah, not one of my favorites, just because I think the makeup on Tyler looked like it aged him. And he's not that. He's pretty young, so he just looked like aged. That's all I can say. He looked a lot older than he was with the makeup. I mean, it's drag makeup.
I used to get, when I started doing drag, good. I would get that all the time. they would meet me out of drag, and they were like, oh my God, I thought you were like 40. Just because I'm a very mature woman.
Mature woman.
Now I match Lorraine.
You're like Devil Wears Prada.
You caught up to Lorraine?
I was caught. Oh, I finally caught up to Lorraine.
We've all caught up. My only thoughts real quick with this was just, I'm sorry that I keep going back to the workroom, but I just felt like Tyler was one of the other most enjoyable people to work with. I don't know if that's just because I like Monet so much, but even when they first started, I think she was the first one, at least towards the edit, where all the social media kings were walking in heels, and I felt like Tyler really embraced this experience. I almost thought Tyler looked better with no hair and the dress and working on the reveal, and it was like an intense moment. I don't know. I just ate all that up. So when it got out here, I felt like, to the runway, I felt like I was already in, but I can see some parts that needed some adjustment for sure.
Yeah.
So next was Cameron and Kelly Michaels. Really, this was just, it was one of Cameron's most underwhelming looks, so...
Which is really surprising, which is the looks that Cameron's pulled out this season.
Yeah, so it was just weird to me, because I was like, Cameron looks so underwhelming, and so therefore Kelly looks underwhelming, because they were meant to match. So I knew the minute I saw this, I was like, oh no, this is going to be in the bottom.
It looked like the category was sisters... One who got off drugs and one who just got divorced. But they were sisters, no less.
And they're going to Vegas.
You know? But I agree. Out of all the Cameron looks to sort of replicate, or basically she did the complete opposite in color, you know?
Yeah.
But of all of the looks going back, this was just not the one. And no. But maybe this was that idea of the guy being a straight man and her uncomfortability to really get in there, you know?
Yeah. Bad.
Mark, thoughts on your favorite drag queen?
Huh?
Thoughts on your favorite drag queen?
Oh, don't say he's going to say, I don't know her.
Oh, on Cameron. I think it speaks for itself.
Okay.
I think you all have
Cameron,
said
I still love you. This was horrible.
The world loves you, Cameron. The world, except for Mark.
The world minus one.
Yeah.
So then the lip sync, the bottom two were Monet and Cameron. And this shocked me because I thought for sure it was going to be Aquaria and Cameron. And so having Monet go home on this lip sync too was shocking. Yeah. Not that when I watched the lip sync, I thought they were dead even.
Yeah.
It was really when Rue said, now that is how you lip sync for your life. I was like, yes, 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 yes. I'm living for this lip sync. So it was shocking because I almost felt like I wanted another week where both of them got saved.
Yeah. Totally echo that 100%.
I feel like this was the week that I wanted that double save.
I can tell.
Could you imagine Aquaria if they saved again?
Oh, you mean how she complained a little bit?
A little bit?
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, I mean, this was the one. I'm not saying this was the best of ever lip sync, but I will say in this season... I did watch this about 6 times and I giggled and I teared because, you know, I didn't want the Monet to go. Yeah. Like, me leaving the Monet is a hard thing, right?
Right.
And so when the Monet left, I was hurt. But I got tickled pink every time she walked off and the actual wording in the song said, I'm out of here. I'm a cute bitch and I'm out of here. And then came back. And then she popped up and had the butt pop. Oh, I just. Sponges all day. Sponges all around. Sponges all around for Ronnie.
I did feel like because it was dead even, I feel like this was based solely on, the decision was based solely on like their track record because Monet had been in the bottom 3 times, Cameron 2 times, and Monet's never won a challenge.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe that was the reasoning.
I don't know. And I'll say this, if Cameron lip syncs again, I mean, she lip syncs.
Is this her second
lip sync?
I thought this one was better than her first lip sync, if that's anything.
Yeah,
nope,
I did.
Not to me.
Wait. You really don't think Cameron's a good lip syncer?
I didn't say I didn't think she's a good lip syncer, and I didn't say that I don't hate Cameron. I just think she is the weakest link in the show right now.
I thought she ripped this lip sync.
I think what Aquaria was saying before, at the beginning of the episode, people were skating by. I completely think she's skating by. I completely do. I did not think she deserved to win it. Everything she did, watch the last lip sync for her life. She did all the same tricks and things that she did in the last lip sync. At least Monet, yes, Monet, you can say, oh, well, she's always doing the kooky stuff. But none, she didn't do the fake split. She didn't do any, she didn't repeat anything that she had done before. And it was still friggin' fantastic. And your eye always went to her because you wanted to see what she was going to do next. I knew what Cameron was going to do next. A split, and she was going to throw her hair this way and then throw her hair that way, which she did about 5 times in the lip sync.
She did,
and
did it damn good, though.
We only have 10 minutes, so I got to shut them up.
Thank you for that monologue.
Well, I just think that Rue was always constantly on Monet, like especially with last episode.
Yeah, it's weird.
And you know, this was her third lip
sync. And the pussycat wig, they keep yelling at her about the pussycat, which I don't understand. Like, let her be.
Like, Rob wore wigs like that. It's
Well, and even when, here's a blast from the past, Max wore the gray hair all the time, you know, and they were just like, you know, it's her thing. That's what she does.
Or the dots with the dusty. Yeah.
Right. It's like, I get it. You know, okay, so mix it up every once in a while. You know, wear a different hair, you know, and I get that. And, you know, if you're on the show, take note, because that's probably what they're going to expect you to do. So have something ready. It's just.
You're right. And when the judges said, oh, Monet, I want to let you know this is the greatest you've ever looked. And my thoughts were, just because she wore anything but a pussycat wig,
right.
Which was interesting because I thought her going to church on a Sunday, that lady was it. So you're right. It is contrived how you have to like stay in your box or can't be in your box, but you know.
And the other thing we didn't talk about, which I don't know, maybe you are getting to this, but I don't think so, is when, I don't know.
That's an outline.
I don't know. Well, no, it's not on there. Was when Cameron's guy called her out on sitting on the other side of the room. Like, you, this poor guy is sitting there like, why aren't we sitting with everybody else?
Now, wait
like,
a minute.
Like, I get it. Like, she wants to
write that's her process. What's wrong with that?
And that's fine. But it's like, they're literally saying to you, Cameron, maybe you should kind of be with the other girls. Maybe
but she's not
you
hurting
should...
nobody. She's no, doing...
I'm not she... saying she is.
Wait, what would you rather her do? To get in the group and cackle with them?
Yeah, why not?
If she's not comfortable, we can't make people be a person they're not.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, it's like, then don't... But you can't just sit here and expect everybody just to be like... not comment on the fact that you're literally sitting on the other side of the room. Literally not talking to anybody, doing your own thing. She's like, oh, I talk to people when they walk by. Well, girl. Like, but I don't know.
I do
it's
think,
just...
I do think, I mean, it's the same thing that happened a little bit with Nina Bonina Brown, where it's like, you're in the zone. You're trying to, like, focus on yourself and your challenges. And a lot of people, like, their way of dealing with that is just to, like, be quiet and get their stuff done, you know?
That's what I do. Like, I can attest to Cameron's, like, disposition for sure, personally.
I think if you go and sit in the corner and you make it a thing, like, I'm, like, ostracized or I'm out of the group, then it's a problem. But if that's just where you want to go and you don't care if people talk to you, then I think it's okay.
So we don't have a mirror moment in this episode or in Untucked, and I'm sorry we don't because
they didn't have one.
So, and that's why.
I had a mirror moment because I was crying when Monet got let go. I was like talking to myself.
Ronnie Jr.'s personal mirror moment.
I felt like we've had a good 10 weeks and we broke up. Yeah.
So I have shout outs though. Dante Faris wrote a really nice long comment on iTunes. And I want to tell you guys, please don't forget about iTunes. Rate and comment on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. And you'll get a cool shout out. And here are some other people. Nouvelle Cossi, Paolo, Tim Anthony, Powie, Jim Fitzpatrick. And commentator was the person who called you guys out for talking about butts too much.
That was my fault, not Ollie's.
And then from the chat room, Rabbi, I'm sorry if I pronounce this incorrectly, but he's watching from Tunisia. Lady Latina loves Mark. And then someone named Carrie said that Mark is her Patronus.
Her what?
Patronus, like from Harry Potter. You are no longer her Patronus now. It's me because Mark doesn't know what that is.
I don't know what that is, but thank you. I'll take it.
So Ronnie actually put together a Twitter memory of Monet.
Well, yeah, it's not just a Monet, but it's a Twitter thing. We'll start with, do we have some instrumental music that we can play in the background?
Maybe? Nice harps.
Yeah, that would be nice. Anyways, we'll do a couple photos here. The first two, we just want to see if everyone agrees that Frankie Grande does look exactly like Cynthia Lee Fontaine. So we have some photos up there. If you're on iTunes, just go check that out. Or it's been on social media quite a bit.
I think he was popping those up when we talked about it.
Oh, okay. They were for this segment, but that's not a problem either. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, it's just a dead-on ringer. They just look. And this is all over social. Everyone's tweeting about it. And it's just funny, even though Ollie thinks Frankie Grande is just a little bit boring. Yeah.
Next, please. Next.
So, and then also the picture that we were talking about a little bit earlier, the social media stars all got together except for Anthony, I think it is. So this is them all hanging out. I'm not sure where per se, but this is them hanging out watching the episode. And like Jackie's point, how it's a great social media strategy to make the show even bigger, get five or six of the greatest people that are going to get this show pushed back out further. We've got a comment from Tyler Oakley about Monet, and Tyler Oakley wrote, I think we have the photo for that too. That's number four, Anthony. Tyler Oakley wrote, okay, Queen on YouTube, on the YouTube, I never read good. I never read good. Who did they make fun of reading on the show? Was that a different show?
Aquaria?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm having a hard time. Oh, Monet. Aww.
It is heart music. Wow.
Although we've gone to the end of Monet. Okay, but anyways, this is Tyler Oakley said, okay, Queen on the YouTube trending page. And it's, of course, two different images. It's the Drag Race makeover where Tyler Oakley is with Monet. And then it's the music video, which we'll play after the end of the segment here. We have Asia O'Hara who wrote, have you ever not wanted to go to school because you knew your friend was not going to be there? Definitely how I feel about Monet Exchange. So that was Asia's commentary. I really love this music. Eureka O'Hara wrote, I love and will miss Monet Exchange so much. I have to say that she was kind. She was kind to me and always was. She has a huge heart and golden sponges. Okay, let the sponges live on. Cameron kept it nice and quick and said, my queen, I love you, Monet Exchange. Aquaria wrote, I also wish that I could have taken Monet's place tonight. I wouldn't have minded leaving / staying if it meant keeping one of my best drag sisters with me in the competition. Heart. Monet will always be one of my favorite queens ever.
Aquaria said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She tweeted that.
Yeah, there we go. So you're two more pictures. There we go. That was Aquaria. So now the next one, that was Aquaria's response. Now this is what Ronnie's response is. Go to the next picture, Anthony. It's picture number 9. So RuPaul, there we go. RuPaul, no, we're having some trouble over there. RuPaul,
is that Tyra Banks?
RuPaul saying,
that's Wendy Williams.
RuPaul saying, Monet Exchange, sashay away.
It's a very small, fuzzy picture.
And that is how I felt when Monet left. Anyways, Monet, we're done with that. I wanted to talk about some good stuff because Vixen had a really tough season, so we're just going to talk about looks because that's what I do. Who knew she had such great structure? Look at that jawline and Vixen turns out as hot as can be. That's a picture with Aquaria. Then we have another picture with Mayhem. You can go to the next photo. And then we have another picture with Chi-Chi LaRue. All right. And then...
Is that Chi-Chi LaRue?
Oh, yeah. And then our last photo is going to be Miss Cookie's Cakes. So go to picture number 13, please. So this is Chester, and RuPaul, of course, talked about the butt. And so Ronnie is going to talk about the butt. Just wanted you all to look at that if you're not on iTunes.
He snuck it in.
Come on over. I'm sorry. I'm fired after this episode, but I'll cry with my sponges. And number 14, can we just play a little bit of the music video of Monet's song? Because this features Bob the Drag Queen and Boomer Banks, just if we want to take a look at that YouTube. Anthony, do you have that available, or...
While Anthony's looking for this video, I just want to say, as far as news, Bianca Del Rio has a new book out called Blame It on Bianca Del Rio. So,
Yeah, she was signing them at DragCon.
You can.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh.
So we wanted Bob and Monet together, and you got it.
And this is Monet's song?
This is Monet's song.
I love this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called Soak It Up.
Sell it, girl. Sell it.
I
love this. Yes. Bob has a sponge jumper.
Yes.
And, oh, my God.
And, I'm living.
Monet's in her bitches. Sponge dress. Perfect.
Soak it up.
That is so wonderful.
Sorry I had a hard time reading because this was my hardest episode of all the episodes. I'm so sad.
That's okay. If you guys want to commiserate about Monet, you know where to go. I just want to get everyone's, now that we're looking very closely to a possible, to the top three, I want to get everybody's predictions for the top three. So I'm going to predict the top three, but these are not what I would personally choose. Mm-hmm. I just think this is what will happen.
Predictions. I'm curious.
I think it's going to be Aquaria, Eureka, and Asia. And I'm, like, at this point, I think I'm rooting for Cameron or Asia to win. But I do think that it looks like they're trying to get an Aquaria-Eureka showdown.
I would say same top three.
Yeah, I agree with that too. And I love Cameron and I love Cracker and I really want them to be the top three, top four, whatever. But I think it's going to be Eureka, Asia, and Aquaria. And I would say I want it, if between those three, I would want Aquaria or Asia to win.
Wow, I just had this conversation with somebody, so it's going to sound like I'm just jumping on what you guys said, but I do think it's going to be Eureka and Aquaria are going to be up there because they have to, you know, they have their huge fan bases. Everyone wants them to win. I do think Asia is going to come through. I think it's, you know, the amount of experience she has, the poise. I think Rue sort of wants her to win, too, in a nice way, and she's earned it, of course, too, in my opinion. And I think that's going to set up Cracker for an amazing all-star. And I think it's going to set up Cameron for an amazing congeniality. See, I see Cameron as congeniality. I guess maybe Monique could be too, but she was more just funny, you know.
I feel like someone in the chat role said that they think it could be Monet. I could see it could Monet be Vanjie. Or Vanjie.
It could be Blair. Like, there's lots of congenial queens this season for sure. And then I think it all comes down to if it's going to be a top three or top four.
Do you guys agree that I think if Cracker gets eliminated, she's the number one in this group that's going to go to an all-star?
Absolutely.
I think in a way they're setting that up.
Absolutely.
Cracker and Monet.
Cracker's so popular and she's so marketable for sure.
And remember, what did Katya have in her season? She was like a little in her head. Mm-hmm. So you have that same idea where like Katya just needed to get out of her head and then she does an all-star, she does pretty good. Mm-hmm. Cracker, it's like we love her, but her head is slowing her down. Her head is not giving her any complaints.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in this week. There's no episode next week, so we will not be recapping one. Tune in the week after for AfterBuzz's recap. I'm 123 Jackie B.
And I am Mark J. Freeman. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorraineLove.
Hey guys, I'm Oliver Jenin. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
I'm going to soak it up, and I'm so sad Monet's gone. I'm randomly RJ. Monet, we had a good run. Aww. I think it's good we're going to have this week break. We're going to have a week break, and then I'm going to fall in love with someone else. Soak it up, guys. Baby.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.